ready to laugh your ass off.
I'm ashamed God made me a man.
I don't think God's doing a lot of bragging about it either.
What's happening, Captain?
We gotta come into that ending a little better.
That's like hitting a brick wall.
I know.
Hey, it's the Lesbian Lounge. Yes, it is. And you are listening to Denise right here. I'm not quite sure where you found us. I could say My Lesbian Radio. I could say, rainbowradio.fm. Is it Wednesday? Is it 3 p.m. Eastern? Could be. Little Tori Kelly for you.
I like this kid.
He's adorable. Yeah, so hey, it's the Lesbian Lounge. It is early May. Hello. Where did April go? I'll tell you where April went. Out the window. Out the window, my friends. We had a big, big April. My parents were here from the States, which was really fun, really cool. Went by really fast. A week is nothing. But we did good stuff. My mom likes to do a lot of browsing. She likes to browse the farm shop. She likes to browse in the little high street stores. So, we didn't put too much pressure on her to do much else. It was her 70th birthday. We had, some lovely dinners. And then towards the end of the month was, Gemma's birthday, my wife's birthday. And all she's wanted since we were here in England, since we've been here, all she's wanted is to go to the Warner Brothers London Harry Potter studio tour. So we finally did that. And although I'm not a big, like, Potterhead, I really enjoyed it. Thought it was really cool. I mean, I've seen enough of the movies to really appreciate it. It is movie-making magic. The tour itself was absolutely incredible. And it really is beginning to end. It's behind the scenes. It's costumes. It's sets, it's the recreations, it's everything. Really, really cool. We, got a ton of pictures. If you follow me on Instagram, that's ShakeGRRL2 on Instagram, you'll see a lot of the pictures. Tried to put a bunch on Facebook too. We had a really good time. It was super fun. And then, yeah, like, so in the blink of an eye, April gone. Hello, May. And hello, birthday time for Cohoid Donna, who is notably absent for, I don't know, almost a year now. But happy birthday to you, my friend. I hope you had a good one. I know you had to work, but still hoping it was fun. So yeah, spring's here. I've done a little backyard work, which sounds dirtier than it is. it's fun. It's really fun because I got a tiny backyard, so it's not grueling. It's actually therapeutic, I think. We've had some new things. We've got new couches. We've got a new rug in our living room. We've reconfigured the downstairs. So it's fresh. It's like spring fresh. What more can you say? The weather's been fantastic. Can't complain. I know everybody thinks it rains a lot in London, but it really doesn't. And maybe it's just because we're a little bit south of it. I totally dig it. I'm super happy. It's been like in the upper 50s during the day and still dropping down to 40 at night, which is cool. Really, that's about it. It's all I have to report. But I did, earlier this month we lost Prince, and I'm having a really hard time with it. I feel like he was such a huge part of my my childhood. It sounds stupid saying childhood, but my teen years. It was one of my first concerts, in order, Captain and Tennille. I'm not going to lie. I'm not ashamed. Captain and Tennille, Hall and Oates, and, Prince and Sheila E. And, I think it was 1984, 85. I went with my cousin and, at the Buffalo Auditorium, and it was amazing. Of course, it was the Purple Rain tour, and, Sheila E. opened for him, and it was just amazing. It was one of the most amazing concerts I've ever been to. The energy that he put out there, it was funky, it was mellow, it was sexy, it was cool. It was everything you thought it would be, actually. And then I remember like 10 of us going to see Purple Rain at the theater and thinking he was just the coolest guy. Little Red Corvette, one of my favorites. I think it was one of the first videos that I really thought, wow, like this guy is something else. He can move, he can sing, he's so talented. And I never stopped feeling that way about him. And everything he put out was just amazing. And really having a hard time with it. Like it's just stuck in my head for days on end that I can't believe that we won't have anything more from him. I mean, who knows? Everybody knows he got a vault full of music that was never put out. So, you know, my hope is that, you know, the estate or the family that's going to manage the estate will do him justice and not exploit anything. And but, you know, still have it out there for us. Because it's a huge, huge, huge loss. But, you know, what can you do? I mean, it's this 2016's been a tough year so far. We're losing the greats, man. We're losing the greats. It's rough. You know, on another note, I thought in honor of birthday month, April, my mother, Donna, Gemma, I would put some more best of clips together. And you know, when Donna and I were in studio together, even when I first moved here to England, she was still in Florida, and we were doing a transatlantic show, if you will, we still managed to cover the important things. In order, I would say, like, food, farts, cat shit, more food, and fun. So here's a couple of clips from 2012, 2013, and 2014. I hope you enjoy them as much as I did picking them out, and I love sharing the memories with you. So for more, you know, we have a lot of best of clips online. If you go to soundcloud.com/mylesbianradio, we've got some good short best of clips and interview clips, really good stuff. And of course, we're on iTunes, we're on Podbean, we're on Stitcher. You can follow me on Twitter at Lesbian Lounge. Of course, there's a Facebook group for us. And the podcasts, you know, although sporadic, are still coming. We still got new folks joining the My Lesbian Radio feed. Heather and Nicole, very diligent, monthly doing their ragtime show, and I love it. I join in when I can. It's awesome. It's just a half an hour blast of the things that are annoying us that time of the month. And then, you know, Sarah Cooperrider was doing a Music for Your Soul podcast where she's interviewing some new artists, LGBT and our allies. But her career has taken off something fierce. So I can't say when the next one will be, but congratulations to her. Carrie Lee, taking a little time off, went to Australia, but we still want to do some funny business, the women of stand-up, so I might be stepping in for Carrie, who knows, but we've got stuff all the time, so I'm glad that you're here with us and you stick it out. That's the important thing. Good stuff, man. So without any further ado, here's some of our best of clips. This one is December 30th, 2012. Hope you enjoy.
Oh my gosh, so now we have to go with your Christmas day and Christmas evening. I'm still laughing from the pictures.
Well, you guys know that we're friends with Mandy. She's our straight friend, and she...
Have you heard of Mandy? Have you heard her talk about Mandy? Okay, she's
a
riot.
She has a face like an angel.
She does. She has the
boobs. She has, like, the pink cherub cheeks, and she always has the perfectly glossed, you know, pink lipstick, and her hair is just absolutely straightened with the perfect Mary Tyler Moore flips on the bottom, and the bangs are, you know, what they call it, the fringe. The fringe is always perfect.
Yeah.
The makeup is always right. She's always in a lovely dress and heels. I mean, and she is so funny and chatty and easy to be around. And, you know, even though all she likes to talk about are dick, balls, you know,
Wait,
what
thanks.
Guys stink at in bed and, you know, everything else. And so the conversation always gets a little raunchy, but we're used to it, so it's not a big deal. And she's always, you know, she asks enough questions to keep us involved about, like, lesbian sex and whatnot and all that other stuff. So, but it always takes that turn, it always takes that dark turn down the sexual avenue, and then Hazel becomes bright red. Gemma jumps in and tries to out-disgust Mandy, and it's always pretty funny stuff, but we're used to this. So Mandy was coming over, and we were a little concerned because this was her first holiday without her mom, and so she was, you know, a little nervous that she was going to go through a bit of a funk and everything. But so we thought, all right, we'll just keep everything lighthearted. We'll have a nice dinner. So she texted us, like, I think it was the day before, and she said, what's the attire? So we said, pajamas.
Lingerie.
Pajamas, yeah. So I think she thought we were kidding, but we weren't. I had on, like, plaid flannel pajama pants and a sweatshirt, and Gemma had on her red hooded onesie.
It's
and
so
Hazel
cute.
Had on her plaid pajama
to
pants
like
and her
CD and everything. Oh, totally cute. She looks so cute in it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So we, you know, we were serious. So thankfully, we opened presents first when Mandy got there, and Gemma had bought her a red onesie.
How cute, right?
Because she showed up in her dress and, you know, black leather thigh high boots, and we're like, oh no.
Hey! I didn't get a picture of the boots. Hey.
I think the picture that you got, the first one, she was wearing the boots with the onesie.
Yeah, but it was with the onesie.
Oh
right, I'm looking for the pictures on my phone, and for some reason, my phone drops all of your pictures, so I have to, I'll have to get them all again.
You gotta just hit save image.
I just should automatically, but because I was going to show them to, because the next comment coming up is going to be worth a photo. Go on.
She had a list, you know, she'd asked us, what can I bring? And Gemma said custard and cranberry juice because we were going to make some kind of Christmas drink or something. So she totally forgot those. So she said, let me run home and get those things, and then I'll change into my onesie too, and then I'll come back. So we were like, okay, fine. And she only lives like around the corner, so it's no big deal. So she comes back, and now she has on the red onesie with red pumps.
Do you hear this?
With red pumps?
Red onesie.
Red pumps.
With red pumps. She drove over in this, yes?
She drove over in it, yes, definitely.
She, first of all, this is the woman that has, she's got this amazing rack, and she really does, like, allow Denise to take pictures of her boobs to send to me so that I have pictures of her boobs, and I should because they're gorgeous. So now she's come back. I didn't realize she left the house and came back.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So she went and changed into the onesie and the pumps.
With the boobs.
Yeah.
Christmas
snow globes. And she's parading around, she notices, she's like, you know, take my picture. So we're taking her picture, and then we're, you know, then of course we're sending them to her so she has them.
Right.
So she's looking at the picture on her phone, and she, like, makes it bigger, and she goes, oh my God, I have a camel toe. I have a Christmas camel toe and a onesie.
And
like, how is that even possible?
Well, yeah, it's possible.
Of course it's possible. You give it a good snug.
Absolutely hysterical. So then she goes and she posts it on Facebook.
The photo.
Oh, my God.
The photo of the camel toe.
Stellar, good fun. I mean, we had some serious laughs, but the food.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. We had an enormous boneless turkey breast that's made in the oven with strips of bacon on top. And then there was a huge, some kind of beef, big side of beef, like Flintstone size.
Yeah, like a standing rib roast.
I think that's exactly what it was.
Monster.
Yeah, roasted potatoes that are like nothing you guys have ever had. I cannot compare this to anything.
Tell them how they're made, because you told me this on the phone. Tell them how they're made.
You simmer the potatoes in hot water for like a really long time until they're fork tender, but they don't break apart.
Yeah.
Then you put them in a colander, and you drain all the water out, and you shake the colander so you're kind of scuffing up the edges of the potatoes.
Yeah.
Then you dump all the potatoes into a roasting pan, and you hit it with some olive oil and some salt and pepper.
And that's it.
And then just put them in the oven for, like, another hour, and they get brown and crunchy on top and on the bottom, and yet they're like puffs of baked potato on the inside.
Does that sound yummy as hell to you?
Wow, that does. And it also gives me a great idea for an MLR cooking show. Radio cooking show. That was really good.
I mean, we are listeners and everybody. They have good recipes for everything.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, like, none of this low-fat shit either. We go with full-fat, full-calorie.
Yeah. You know, Gemma had her Linda McCartney
I know.
Vegetarian burger.
I know. But she enjoyed it, which which was super nice.
Yeah, she likes them. And they're not bad because I've actually had them, and they really do taste like a burger done on the grill.
Yeah, but listen, there was green beans, Brussels sprouts.
Carrots, potatoes. Cauliflower.
And cauliflower. I mean, a lot of veggies. I mean, plus all this gigantic...
actually little tiny sausages wrapped in bacon.
What?
We had stuffing. God.
Anything wrapped in bacon is good.
I didn't see this.
Wasn't it the thing you couldn't figure out in the picture?
No, the stuffing was the thing I couldn't figure out in the picture.
Oh, yeah, and then we had the stuffing. I mean, there was so much stuff that it was like you couldn't fit everything in one round on your plate.
I know. It was just the four of us.
I mean, we ate like absolute pigs. We were so stuffed and like... Immediately when we're finished, Gemma's attitude goes right down the drain because she wants to die from being full.
So do you send her upstairs?
Boom, onto the couch. Onto the couch. Like we did a major break in the main course eating to clear the table, and then put in a Christmas pudding and an apple pie.
Oh wait, you forgot the Yorkshire pudding.
Oh yeah, Gemma made homemade Yorkshire pudding.
Well, I would hope so.
Big, huge slabs.
You can't have Christmas in England without Yorkshire pudding.
Exactly. She does make it so good. Yeah. Her grandfather taught her how to make it, and it is amazing.
I want to make that this afternoon. I want to make that today.
I would eat that all throughout the day. Like that, I would eat that for breakfast. I would eat it all the time.
It's just puff, right? It's just like baked puff.
In a roasting pan with oil on the bottom, and you just pour the mix in and throw it in the oven, and it just rises and then it sets.
Oh, all my English roots are coming back.
Had a stellar British meal.
Yummy and delicious. So that was Christmas night?
That was Christmas night, and this was the first time I ever had Christmas pudding.
So what is that?
Well, you know how I told you they go a little buck crazy over the fucking mince pies?
Yeah, with the mince and the meat and the dried fruit.
Jesus Christ,
yeah.
They're everywhere.
They duplicate.
Multiply, yes.
People eat like 10 of them a day.
It's like a fruitcake. It's like the fruit that's in a fruitcake. Right.
Just with that weird gelatinous, you know the stuff that like on the like if you're eating a lemon meringue pie, not the meringue, but the lemon goop.
Yeah, but the pecan pie goop.
It's fruity.
So
it's all chopped, stewed in sugar fruit. With sometimes they hit it with a little alcohol too.
Okay, nice.
I think that might be the reason why they eat it. I'm not sure, but and then they're in these little, you know, pie crusts, and they come in little tins, and they sell them by the dozens.
Everywhere.
So there were mince pies all throughout the house, but the Christmas pudding is like that mixed with cake.
Ew!
It's like that thing mixed with cake, and then it's kind of it looks like when you take a Jell-O mold out, it's that shape.
Ew!
That upside down weird shape.
Sort of bunt like.
Yeah, exactly, and so Mandy and Hazel, they're used to that. That's a traditional thing, and Gemma and I kind of thought maybe we wouldn't like it, so we bought just the regular apple pie. So the nerve, after eating that stellar, massive roast dinner, we had the nerve to eat dessert on top of that.
Oh,
so
well,
we were like
to.
Four beached whales.
Nice. Very nice.
On the couch watching Alan Carr's Christmas special, which was absolutely hilarious.
Good.
And it's the worst thing to be laughing that hard when you're so full. But that's kind of what happened
until
the evening rolled on a little bit and Mandy said, I don't know what I'm having a reaction to. I'm going to guess it's the Brussels sprouts, but I need to go take a walk in the garden and fart.
This is true. No, this is true. This is such a good guest at that moment.
Yes. Right. So I'm like,
at least she took a walk.
That's
a nice courtesy that this somebody is going to go outside. They're not sneaking them. They're not blaming them on the cats. They're not, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
So out of the clear blue, though, before she went outside, she is sitting on the couch. Her and Hazel are on one couch, and me and Gemma are on the other couch. And she leans to the left, lifts up her butt cheek, and fires a fart right at Hazel. She fucking aimed, shot, and hit Hazel with a fart.
Denise's eyes are tearing in the studio hearing the story.
So Lisa.
Oh my God, we love her for this reason.
That Gemma was sleeping and woke up from it.
Oh, yes.
Oh man!
Like sat up straight and went, "Whoa, I gotta go to bed."
Denise, let me interrupt for just a second. Now, listeners of the show, people that have been around a really long time, and this is from before Denise left town, will remember the story that Denise told about after a holiday meal at your mom's. So it had to be the last Christmas you were in town for.
It was Thanksgiving.
The last Thanksgiving she was in town for. And her mom had roasted Brussels sprouts, and then there were leftovers the next day, and her cats beg for everything. And the Brussels sprouts were so intense that the next day she had opened the container and Kiwi, the one that really begs the worst, kind of like turned her nose up at the Brussels sprouts and walked away. So Denise, now 12 hours later, having consumed two doses, told the story about Brussels sprout farts.
I totally farted and the cat caught a whiff of it
and
gave
her
big eyes at me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she knew exactly what it was.
Okay, so wait. So now, Denise, this is... Now, fast forward to Christmas this year.
Right.
So this is happening. And, of course, Denise and I are texting each other constantly the whole holiday, the whole week. Every day, anyway. So she's like, Mandy just lifted a cheek and fired a fart at Hazel.
God.
And the next line is, now I know what the cats felt like.
I totally got it. I mean, I totally got it. I was dying.
Hilarious.
We lit Yankee candles. You know how strong those are?
Yes.
We lit those big three-wick Yankee candles, and it was still hanging in the air. It was ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I'm like, what about that walk in the garden, motherfucker? You know, where did that go? So she actually did take a walk in the garden, and I swear to God, the next day the trees were
dead around the edges. It was terrible.
And then the nerve, as she's leaving
to go home for the night, right?
To go home for the evening, she's got her coat on. All her Christmas presents are in those big handle bags in the hallway, and she is coming down the hallway from the kitchen to the front door, and she crop dusts the entire hallway with Hazel behind her.
Oh, my God.
And then she bends over to get her presents, and it hits
her
in the face.
Oh, my God.
It hits herself in the face.
It finally hits her in the face, and she goes,
oh,
God, that's awful. I need to get out of here.
Oh, my God.
And, like, runs to her car, and Hazel's following behind with another bag. And she goes, get me the spray. We have, like, the equivalent to Lysol here. Get me the Dettol spray. She is spraying the hallway as she's going out the front door into the little breezeway. It was so bad that
Guys.
It actually wafted upstairs.
Yeah.
When I came upstairs to actually get ready for bed, Gemma woke up for, like, 3 seconds and said, that came up here, and went back to sleep.
Oh my God, that is
I laughed so hard. I completely peed myself. It was absolutely ridiculous.
Totally awesome. But wait.
Emma's like, when she came down the next morning, she goes, I don't know, I still smell it.
Oh, God.
I believe it lingered because, wait, you guys remember now, she was in an adult onesie. In her car.
Yeah, I remember making fun of the onesie puffing out.
In her car, driving herself home in her own car. That is going to be horrifying.
A plastic bag.
Very nice. Unbelievable.
And then the whole day, too, I was actually getting Facebook updates from Ginger, who was at my mom's house. This is my ex-husband's fiance.
Yeah.
And she was posting pictures from my mom's house, so I got to see my mom and Aunt Joanne and Zippy and everybody.
Good pictures. Really good
So
pictures.
That was really fun throughout the day.
And then the next day, what did you guys, I can't remember, did you have company again? No. On the day after Christmas?
No.
Okay.
We've been on our own.
They had to air out the house.
Nobody wants to come over.
Nobody could come over. The girls didn't have to work, right? Nobody had to work?
No, everybody was off.
Oh, good. That's so funny. And then today, you had the best surprise ever when you came downstairs.
Yeah, I was upstairs doing the morning coffee thing, reading the tweets and the Facebooks and all that kind of stuff. And slowly, I heard the garland coming off the railing.
the Danger Garland wrapped railing, which was unavailable for stationary movement, for stabilized movement for 2 weeks going up the stairs. You know, like the pokey garland with the lights and everything? Mm-hmm. So she couldn't, like, drag herself up for 2 weeks.
Her balance coming down. Everything was ridiculous. I was such a nervous wreck. Seriously. And you know how pajama pants are really long?
Yes.
So I kept thinking, oh, one of my pajama pant legs is going to get caught underneath my slipper. Down I'm going to go. I'm not gripping anything. So I had these fears of taking a Christmas tumble on my ass.
Oh, Christmas tumble for two weeks.
But fortunately, even though the safety measures weren't in place, I managed for 2 weeks. But this morning, everything came down. The tree is on the side of the house. The lights, the decorations, everything's been boxed up, put back in the shed.
Denise!
Like it never happened.
How did you get out of it?
I get out of everything because I am the person that's always in the way. Like those two work like synchronized swimmers.
They are organizers,
right?
Really
and
are.
I'm like the one doing a cannonball in the pool. So, like, they work better if I'm just not around. Going, what about that? And when are you going to do this? And now you're going to get what about that? And should I take this box? And where's the key to the shop? Where are we going to? So they just leave me out of anything that has to do with manual labor.
Part of me believes that you do that on purpose so that you can be excused.
It's just my way.
I see.
It's just my way.
Oh my goodness. Our holiday recaps were always legendary. Anytime we recapped anything was always such a blast, so much fun. For instance, this best of clip from January 2013 where we recapped the Golden Globes.
And we switched quickly over to watch the Globes together, but...
It was Sunday, wasn't it?
It was Sunday night.
It was Sunday, yeah.
And we were not able to watch together, although you were up until 3 in the morning watching fucking football anyway. And
what happened was I didn't plan on watching it because I knew that it was going to be on Monday night.
Right.
And I had my phone in my hand as I was watching football, and I realized that everybody I follow, E! Online, Entertainment Weekly, Us Weekly, The Advocate, She Wired, After Ellen, Danny Zucker, Lisa Farted, Damian Fahey, Louis Peitzman, Leslie Grossman, everybody, every other writer that I follow, all decided they were going to live tweet the entire show.
Hilarious.
So from the fashion to the red carpet reports to the quotes from the opening monologue, the winners' quotes from their speeches, the snark, the sincerity, and the silly, all happening in real time on my phone, insane.
That's not tea.
I didn't even need a television.
That is too funny because you were texting me the tweets before I was actually able to catch them on TV.
Right.
It was too
funny. That is how it was going
That's
down
how
on
fast.
My phone. It was like exploding.
This is how this is going to go down. Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But then I did watch it on Monday.
So I think you probably actually ended up watching more than I did because I got busy doing something and I didn't actually get in front of the TV like single focus till 9. So I missed the first hour, but I will tell you my favorite team was Will Ferrell and
Kristen Wiig. That was hilarious.
Was that the best thing ever?
When they had to act like they saw every movie?
Yes.
Oh.
And they were introduced even with their names being butchered on purpose by Tina Fey.
Will Ferrell and Kristen Wiig.
Right. So funny.
Excellent.
So that was the sheriff in Rinjin. She's rode into town and said...
The marigolds in her hair and her salmon when their faces were like...
And you get out of here!
Get out of here!
Totally the best part of the show. I loved it.
Awesome.
Loved it. But the two girls did such a great job hosting. I have to admit, it was really the best
team. One-liner. I could smell the pills.
Yeah. And the Meryl Streep one. Meryl Streep isn't here because she has the flu.
But I hear she's phenomenal.
She's phenomenal in it. Yes.
That
yes.
was awesome. The Golden Globes, where beautiful people from film rub elbows with the rat faced people from TV.
Perfect.
Oh, that was outrageous. And then my favorite line was when Tina Fey said, Anne Hathaway, I have never seen anyone so totally alone and abandoned like that since you were on stage with James Franco at the Oscars.
I know!
That was outrageous.
Very funny. Yep. Very, very funny.
So good.
Very good. So that was a lot. That was, and I mean, and then actually Deb worked till like a little after 10. So she came home right before the last few awards. And I'm like, shh, no talking. No talking. I just want to hear. I just want to see you on the
best.
Yeah,
the big ones are always at the end. But yeah, I know, the clothes-wise, I loved Claire Danes in red. I loved Kate Hudson in black.
I thought
Halle Berry looked like she was wearing birthday present wrapping paper.
Agree.
And I'm kind of over J-Lo.
In every way.
She always has the same outfit on.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah,
and,
agree.
And Adele was hilarious.
Very funny, because she was so surprised that she even won. It was so cute.
It was great when she said that her and her friend were just doing a night out.
Yeah, a mommy's night out, because they both just had babies and they haven't been anywhere.
And thank you for letting me in your world. We've been pissing ourselves laughing. So perfectly sums it up how everybody
She's eats. So, and she looked so cute. I loved her dress. She looked really, really cute.
And Julia Roberts, I thought, looked good, but she just looked so bland. You know, she's embraced the mommy thing fully.
I don't remember what she wore.
Just a plain, like, navy dress and, you know, didn't do anything phenomenal with her hair or anything like that. I mean, she's still such a presence, but...
Yeah, but she can just be gorgeous with nothing.
Exactly.
I mean, really.
I have to say that to your girl, Lena Dunham.
Denise.
She needs to get two new feet because that walk was painful.
She should have just taken the shoes off.
It hurt me to watch her walk.
I could feel that she couldn't even bend her knees. It hurt me to watch her walk.
Oh.
It was such a shame. I mean, Lena Dunham, my new obsession, you guys learned a couple weeks ago. I watched the whole series of Girls all at once. And she won for Best Actress, right, in a comedy?
I think so, yeah.
And then the series won again, so... Seriously, just so take the shoes off, baby. Walk barefoot. Why the hell not? I know what I did. Wait, Saturday night was the Miss America shame walk of shame-a-thon.
Oh, that was funny. I know. I was tweeting. I heard Snooki won. I'm sorry, it wasn't Snooki. It was Miranda. Well done, Miranda.
That's really funny because they, oh my God, did you see Chelsea trash the interpretive dance to Journey?
I have a DVR.
I should really tweet instead of just Facebook. You were embarrassing. You were saying things on Facebook about the Golden Globes that you were saying on Facebook, but I know you were really talking just to me by making sure that everybody else knew that Facebook is not what you tweet lines on. You just don't.
You don't hashtag things and you don't live.
I know.
Live post.
I know.
Because that's just annoying.
I know. And
but I love that people try.
I did. It was just, me and Dan Renzi enjoyed it. So that's all that mattered to me. Is that I had a nice go back and forth with Dan Renzi. So that was totally fun. But I guess, I don't know if this is coming up in your news segment, honey. Do you have anything about Jody?
Well, I watched it.
I'm looking.
I absorbed it.
Okay. And then you dropped it. Oh,
and,
there we go.
You know, and I've been reading the media blitz from it. And I don't know, my thoughts are like, I feel like she just told everybody, I don't need to come out to the media and I don't need to come out to the public because I've come out to the people that are important to me.
Well, it was just that she was so scattered and nervous sounding that it didn't really come out like...
I don't think she was prepared to do anything like that.
My favorite part of the speech was when she said, my publicist is freaking out right now.
Yeah.
I am single! And it was, like, very good. It was cute. It was good, and it was confusing, and then I felt like a bad lesbian for dissing her immediately on Facebook, and then I got over it really quickly and enjoyed the fact that everybody else was as confused as I was. But, in fact, it really is very brave. And you sent me a link tonight, Denise, that I would like to suggest and recommend or request. Suggest, recommend, and request that sometime after the show, will you please put that on the Facebook fan page? Because everyone should watch that clip.
That was pretty funny.
That was very funny. And there's a lot of spoofs going on, as you can imagine, people making videos about coming out. And it's very funny. Super, super funny. Can we review the cat voices real quick? Or do you,
yeah.
Because it's too funny. Okay. Kiwi we assigned actually a little bit better. She is a cross between Sandra Bernhardt and Kourtney Kardashian. So it's like,
Kardashian, but with a little bit of a New York accent.
Correct. So we dragged that out a little bit. Gunther, we worked a little hard on Gunther, when in fact, it came to us right away when we watched him sleeping on the top of the couch, and he's like, that surfer dude from the Nemo movie, you know, the turtle, is like, dude, what's going on?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Mm-hmm. Just a tad behind everybody else, but doesn't care.
Right. He's like, whoa, like Spicoli. Like Jeff's
yeah,
like,
he's kind of like the one that got held back. And
he's
a 19-year-old senior.
But he's totally wonderful. Like, he's totally wonderful, only really, like a step behind, but really cool about it. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, he's lovable. He could have went either way. Like, he could have been very Ray Romano.
No.
Or not him. What's the brother's name? Robert.
He could be Robert. That's true.
He could have been Robert, yeah. Could have went either way with him.
Right. Okay.
But he still has such a youthful spirit that, yeah, he's better as a stoner. And he loves
I don't even know my
man.
Notes. He does. I remembered. I don't know what which cat was A.H. Asshole. That's the cat. Okay. Icy has not. We've long done Icy as Michelle Ballin, but we actually added a little bit extra. Icy is actually a mix between Aunt Joanne and Michelle Ballin. That is like...
Johnny!
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so now there's asshole, Yowzit asshole cat. He is Ralph Cramden. That's who he is, Ralph Cramden.
Yeah, yeah.
To the moon!
Yep.
Okay,
Norton.
Sprout... This is good, and I'm glad we're doing this. I didn't even realize that we were doing this in front of her. We decided that Sprout was exactly like Vicky when her Adderall kicks in. Exactly. Exactly, exactly.
Oh, my God, all mumbly and rambly.
And quick, and just like all over the place. And did you know that we had this, and then we also did this, and then over there, and then this. Or what? Or what is that? Or no what? What is that? What is that note? Or no? I don't know what that means. I like the Vicky on Adderall, right after Adderall kicks in. And then I think Denise only
or
you can...
Or no Adderall.
Or HBB, no ACL. I have no idea what that means. And then Sammy, we decided... Sammy is actually a mute. Or he's severely autistic. We just don't know which. That was awesome. I forgot about it.
Well, he does talk, so he's got to be autistic.
Like the teacher from Charlie Brown.
No, he doesn't talk that much, though. He doesn't. He's so. Oh my God! That I have to remember what my notes were because I don't. My handwriting is so horrible. We were laughing so hard, I just abbreviated.
It's hard to write when you're so clenched up, trying not to be on the couch. Yeah.
Yeah. I got that.
We were talking about one of the chefs on Chopped and that I don't like. Scott Conan.
Scott Conant,
and I was saying, God, he's such an, I go, he is such an asshole. If he were a cat, he would be Yowzit. So then we just started.
That guy has such a bad rap, and for such a big cat that could be such a real serious pain in the ass, he's not.
Hello, only because you're 10,000 miles away.
I was there. I saw him. I saw him in his natural habitat. I've seen him at your place.
Denise. He's an asshole. He's nasty. He's rude. He's not loving. He looks like a retarded raccoon.
What do you mean he's not loving? He doesn't get off of me when I'm there.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't even want him. And he won't even move. Really.
It's you. It's you. You don't love him. He loves you.
No,
you don't
he does
love
not.
Him.
He does not love me. He
no,
just
he
tries
does.
To occupy my space. That's all.
He can't get enough of your shoes.
He does love my shoes. He's a little bit obsessed over my shoes. And I've had quite the shoe collection going on at the front door lately. So he has. If I kick him off one pair, he's like, whatever, I'll just go lay on these. I don't care. Totally.
That's what I like about him. See, he's trying to show you love. Ugh,
whatever. Show me love.
I love shoes.
Show me love from somebody else's house. I keep bribing people to take him. I actually thought I had him. I thought I would. I had a trade going at the lunch table today that we would take Buddy, Denise, and June's dog Buddy, and she would take five cats, and we would take Buddy, and it would be a good exchange. She said no, that wouldn't really happen ever. That would. I almost told her that I would take Buddy, but it would cost all six cats. And then I thought, no, Denise would be mad if we put Kiwi over there. So, and now that I started to think about it out loud, how can I let the big furry boy go? He loves me. He really loves me. He really loves me.
Oh yeah, from the Golden Globes to cats, right into March 2014 when I was home for a visit. We were back in the studio together, and we started off with cat poop because it's what we do.
The brothers you've always wanted, but the girls you've never had.
It's not always about sex, you know. Oh, what's the word? Oh, my God.
Crickets, Donna.
Lesbian.
It's the lesbian.
You're spraying Febreze fabric on shit.
Yeah. Because your cat took a shit. Oh. Right before you turned on the light. Okay, she's gagging. It's official. She's gagging up a storm.
How can that little cat make such a big stink?
Because she holds it in until it's showtime. And then, so it's like 8 days, 12 days, 15 days worth of stink, and then she just poops.
She unleashes it. You guys recording?
Oh. Is that my mom's voice?
How can you not have a can of Airwick or Glade or something in this room at all times?
I have that.
That is fabric stuff.
It works.
I'm not smelling a difference.
Oh, I am.
Oh, are you?
No, I am.
I am not. Hi, sweetheart.
Yeah, hi, cat who doesn't cover.
Hi, sweetheart. Hello.
There's not five fucking animals in this house and not one fucking covers. My, Jesus
look at you,
Christ.
Look at that poop is sitting right at like it's turtle heading. It's turtle heading out of the box.
So happy to be with you, Denise.
I love being with you. You know, when I record a show in my house in England, my cat shit in a whole nother room.
Well, one can only hope. Where is the litter box? In the dumpster's office, right?
In the front, in the, what we now call the utility room.
Oh, where the dryer is.
Yeah.
So that must be nice and moist and ripe sometimes.
No, no, but
the
wonderful part is that it always smells like dryer sheets in there, so even when they crap, it smells like a mountain breeze.
Oh, God.
Smart. It was a smart move.
It was a smart move, I have to say. Even though one would hope they would learn to cover. Do either of them cover?
Yeah, they both do.
She
For
used
hours.
To cover. We were just talking about that.
Yeah,
did she cover, but then she would go in after the boy and cover and cover and cover.
Yeah, it was almost like he didn't cover it right, so she was going to go in and show him how to do. Hello, my love.
All right, so let's just tell everybody she hasn't left your side.
She has not left my side.
Any moment Denise has been in the house, except for the first night. Well, no, even the first night she was close, but
yeah.
She didn't linger.
No.
But every time you've been over in the last 2 weeks, she hasn't left your side at all.
No, she's actually trying to figure out how she could jump onto my lap.
Which all she has to do is jump, because she jumps up all the time.
I know, but she's not. She
doesn't jump onto
as
a
she's
person.
Gotten older, yeah, she hasn't really been a jumper.
She does jump onto, well, she doesn't really jump on Deb's lap. She jumps
crawl
onto the couch
onto
and
the
then
couch
go
and
over. Right, right.
Yeah, she did that last night. That was fine. But now she's like, well, you're busy. I'll go out here.
Not talking to me anymore.
But thanks for the dump, my love. Thank you for the dump.
Well, Denise, this visit home has actually just been a food tour 2014.
I've never felt fatter in my life.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like I could be the size I was when I married Chuck.
Whoa, really? No.
No, that was my biggest.
Go get that dress.
Size 30.
Was it?
No, I think it was like a 28, though.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a big dress.
They squeezed you into it like toothpaste.
I brought a pair of jeans that were size 18. I haven't even attempted to put those
on.
Yeah,
well, so here's the thing. Here's what happened. All right, this visit is unique in that it's all you the whole time.
Right.
So even when you've come alone, Gemma has come the second week, or you came together and she went home. Just like, it's just weird. And this is only the second time in 3 years next week that you'll have been home alone.
Right.
For a length, a measurable length of time.
Correct.
So, and, you know, God love your mom. She's amazing and fantastic. But she's also just not feeling 100%. So she's, like, been okay with the out food every day kind of a thing. And participated.
Yeah, she keeps telling everybody I'm such a bad mother.
And participated.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, she's gone to lunches in the middle of the day, in the middle of the week.
She took me to Steak and Shake. It was her idea.
Right.
She took me to Tijuana Taxi. That was her idea.
And fish tacos. So, yeah. So the rules were, like, hit every place without reservation whatsoever and no duplicates.
No repeats.
You got one more day and one more night left.
Right. I will duplicate at Dunkin' Donuts because I feel like the consumption there is important.
I don't really feel like that should be on the list of non-duplicating. Right.
But I got to tell you, I've only been to McDonald's once for breakfast.
Okay.
Which is unusual because, you know, American McDonald's breakfast is extensive compared to England.
Extensive? It's extensive. Restricted.
No, it is not.
There were so many things on the breakfast menu at McDonald's.
Yeah, but you can't consider a sugar donut or a chocolate muffin breakfast. So, as far as sandwich-wise, you have the wrap.
All I know is I couldn't even pick anything. There were so many things.
There's no McGriddles. There's no biscuits.
Oh.
So there's only bagel sandwiches and wraps.
That's really it. So good. With the roti in it. Not the roti, what's it called?
Rosti.
Rosti.
Yeah, which is basically a hash brown.
But yeah, only in a wedge shape instead of an oval shape.
Yeah, kind of.
And it's a little different flavor, a little different consistency.
Not by much, really.
But it's really
more
good.
Like a mashed potato.
Yes.
That's been, you know, shaped and dropped into a...
Because you can't really...
You can't enjoy breakfast unless something's fried. So,
in a wrap with egg, cheese.
And bacon or sausage. Or both. Bacon. I mean, in the beginning, it was both.
I can't even live without that bacon. It kills me.
I've had bacon on everything since I've been here. Because
I understand.
American bacon.
I understand. Yeah. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about our one bacon find in a sec. But, okay, so one McDonald's. Like, so Dunkin' doesn't count because it's coffee.
Yeah.
And then so it's like the occasional sandwich, the occasional the bagel, right. But it's coffee every day.
Right.
Did you try the new sandwich, by the way?
I did not. Once you told me that glop on it
was
cold.
I wouldn't recommend it. I would recommend a try, but there's just...
I would rather have a bite of someone else's and then I'm good.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe I'll make my mom try it.
So they have this new sandwich, if you guys haven't heard about it or seen it on TV. It's a, what is it called?
Egg hollandaise sandwich.
Eggs Benedict sandwich.
Eggs Benedict.
And it has a lemon hollandaise-like sauce.
Even on the commercial, it's a lemon-flavored.
Like. Right.
Lemon-flavored hollandaise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I did try it, and the sauce itself is like a cold scoop of mayo, only not mayo. It's a consistency, but it's really cold. Like, they need to make it warm. And
it's very strange that they didn't just hit it in the microwave.
It would help.
Everything.
Like, they scoop it out of, like, a container. Yeah. Like a hotel pan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's gross. So don't do that. No. All right. So Dunkin' for coffee 2 times a day is nothing.
Right.
I mean, that's really acceptable.
That's Dunkin'.
It's totes acceptable. All right. So there's been... did you do Big Bear? No.
I did do Big Bear with Erica.
Oh.
Because
that's right, for lunch.
Open sushi place.
Right.
Had my Brie burger. That was good.
We did Salt Life.
We did Salt Life, so we had the crunch roll.
Together.
Sushi roll, yeah.
You did Sicilian. We did Sicilian oven together.
Sicilian,
that was a lot of fun.
With the Italians.
You did Carrabba's.
I did Carrabba's with Chuck and Ginger. Oh my God, this is ridiculous.
Wait, no, it's good. You ate at the casino.
I did eat at Cerisi's.
There's more. There's tons
steak
more.
And Shake.
Right, Steak and Shake.
Tijuana.
You've done more night meals. Your mom cooked a couple times. Maybe three.
Not really.
She made... Oh, well, we had dinner. Well,
oh, we did. We had pizza
and
salad.
We had pizza and salad
on
for
Oscar night. That was fun. That was so fun.
It's the first time in a long time. No, we've done it together on Facebook. We've done it over Twitter, BBM.
Yeah.
But, no, your mom was so complete. She even made
She was embracing
ballots.
The Oscars.
She made us ballots.
She printed out ballots. And it wasn't just, you know, the top categories.
It was
every
all the
category.
Category.
And the nominees were listed in order.
And who won?
You did by one.
By one.
By one.
True. But it was a surprise. You'd seen all the movies. I saw none.
One of my technicals. You went with Gravity on every technical.
And why? Because your stepdad, Rick, said...
Oh, yeah.
Technically, the movie was perfect.
Yeah.
So I just went with everything technical.
Right.
That is true.
And I went off book. I went one technical I did not go, and that was the one, and I lost because of that one.
You didn't lose. Your mom lost huge.
My mother lost big.
Huge.
Yeah, she was like, I don't even want to add mine up.
She, got three correct.
That was really fun. I don't even want to add mine up.
No. That was fun. And then then Erica was into, so we did Champs.
Champs.
We did the Wing Place.
Wings Plus.
You did something for lunch. Oh, no, that you were at Pride, you went to the beer garden. So
that's
not right.
Beer garden, and I had a hot dog.
You had junk food there, too. Perfect.
That's Facebooked.
Yeah. Can't even lie about that one.
Nope.
You had a couple coffee meet and greets. So you had a coffee meet with Rob.
I did Jamba Juice with Rob.
Right. Oh, that's right. Yeah. It wasn't coffee.
Right.
And you had a coffee meet with Tina, Sean, and the kid.
At Dunkin'.
Which I joined you.
That was fun. Yeah,
that was kind of fun. Yeah. It was nice. It was so
I good. Just love the fact that when Tina came walking up with the baby, and she had the Minnie Mouse bow in her hair, and she looked adorable, and then she went to rip it out because she wanted to show everybody the bow. So then Sean took it and just put it in her hair, so she wouldn't forget it, to put back in the baby's
and
hair.
And kept it on her head the whole
And then she's having this
hours.
Intense conversation about something, and I just happened to take a picture, and her face was so serious, and she had a Minnie Mouse bow in her hair.
Totally
Loved
cute.
It.
Is that That's, on Facebook?
I don't think I put it on Facebook, okay. But I did send it to Gemma.
You only had to shop once, although there was a threat that you would have to shop twice.
Yeah, well, I was a little nervous because Gemma had a fairly detailed list of the things she wanted, but I don't know if I told you this. I was, I knew I had to go to Old Navy, and I knew that Lucy and Mandy Burton wanted Old Navy shirts.
Right, right.
So I knew.
And that's a gift. That's a given gift.
So I was okay with Old Navy, and I, got Hazel some things, and James, and so I did my Old Navy shop, and then we had to go through JCPenney's to get back to the car.
Oh, how convenient.
And that's...
That was the downfall right there.
That was the issue. That was the problem.
Because then my mother went to every little thing. You needed the jeans.
Yeah.
You did.
I needed a pair of jeans, but I'll tell you how I found out about that. Because I was updating my mom's iPhone, because she doesn't know how. So I was doing all her updates, right? And I'm like, Mom, how do you we Viber all the time. How do you have messages on your Viber? And she goes, I don't know. Because she really doesn't know how to use any app, really, except for Words with Friends.
And right, and what is she? She plays Words with Friends so she can IM everybody that
That's
she
That's how she texts.
Right.
She, through Words with Friends. So I'm updating all her apps or everything, and I see that there's Viber messages. So I click on it, and I'm like, oh, there's none for me. And then I go back to her list, and there's, the number, 3 by Gemma's name. And I'm like, oh, my God, she doesn't check Gemma's Viber messages.
Oh, my gosh.
So I go through, and here's what I read. Are you ready? See if you can get Denise to go to the mall, because she needs a new pair of loafers and a new belt and a new pair of jeans and maybe, a shirt or two. And I'm like, first of all, I haven't worn loafers since 1994.
Yeah, loafers.
Not since 1994.
Yeah, but I mean, is that
I
like
don't
a,
need
is
a
there
new
a
belt.
Is there a different word? Is there a different
no,
word?
No, I'm pretty sure she meant a slip-on shoe. So I was like, what's
WTF?
Going on here? Then I scroll down, there's another one, that says tell her to check with me before she goes to Old Navy because I might have a 30% off coupon or
right.
something. And so there's all these messages about what needs to be purchased. Oh, and then before she goes, I ordered a few things to have delivered to the house that you need to give her.
Shut up.
Right. So I'm like, oh my God, the things that go on behind my back. So I busted. I type, it's Denise reading this message. I do not need loafers. I'm only going to Old Navy for very specific things.
Oh.
I'm not going shopping. I'm not going to Burlington. And I don't need a new belt.
What the hell?
She was like, LOL, worth a try.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Conniving little wench,
why my
isn't
mother was
she?
So are you sure you don't want to go to Burlington for
really?
Anything?
Exactly. You almost thought you were going to have to.
I did.
You did?
I did.
Tuesday night, you thought that was your lineup for Wednesday.
I thought I was going to be at Burlington all day. And then I thought, oh my God, then I got to cross out another day to be at Old Navy in the mall.
Yeah, no.
That's two shopping days when I didn't even want there to be one.
One.
So I was really like, this is not...
Because
so
the rules were one shop, no repeats.
Right, right. So
one shop, one day. That's
I said, I only need to go to Old Navy once.
Yeah,
that
period.
Was it, right. So I did my Old Navy shop. We did, you know, have to go through JCPenney's to get out. So I did get a pair of jeans for myself. No loafers, no belt. But I did get Gemma a pair of jeans.
Right, cute.
And I think my mother did find a top for her or something
very
there.
Cute.
You know, so we did do a little shopping, and then I got home, and I, so I'm texting her, and I'm like, Viber messaging her, and I'm going, okay, we did the Old Navy thing. Okay, we did the JCPenney thing. Got your pair of jeans. When you get home, this is what she said, when you get home, lay it all out. Take a picture of it. I'm like, I will do a bed fashion show where I lay everything on the bed.
Oh my God.
Had to take pictures of all of it, send it to her. So she approved of everything. So that's really good.
Which meant you didn't have to shop again.
And then I gave her the scoop. Like my mother said, my mother goes, I do have to return something at Burlington, but you don't have to come in. Like you can just wait for me in the car.
Sit in
right?
the car. So that's what like, we do best.
Maybe I could do that. She goes, you know, and you can tell Gemma this, and it's not a lie. My mother's already working here. Burlington is not the same.
That's true, she
They've
said.
They've been updated and upgraded.
Yeah.
She's like, so it's not like that.
It's like a department store.
Yeah, it's very now Dillard-y.
It's not like hit or missy at all.
Right.
It's a real department store
so she
again.
Said, it's not the same. I don't know if you'll like it. And
good.
So I'm like, then I'm not going.
Who needs?
I'm not going. So,
who needs?
So, and
there's
then I
food
didn't even end up
at.
Having to go with her. Like, she ended up having Rick take her on Saturday. So I felt good about that.
Yeah, so
yeah.
She wasn't missing time with you, and you weren't
right.
missing time with her, and you didn't have to say no.
Right. Like, and that's what I think I like about this trip is that it's been. Like, it's been very routine. You know, I get up in the morning. I have coffee. I watch a little morning television, like
mm-hmm.
Today's Show.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a little glass of wine with Kathy Lee and Hoda. Yeah, I do.
Now, we have had some really fun time together. Also, you mentioned Erica. She came in right away. Like, you got to town
on a Wednesday night.
On a Wednesday? Right,
Wednesday
on a Wednesday night.
Night.
Erica got here Friday after work.
Yeah.
And you haven't seen... You haven't seen Erica since almost a year before you left, which means it's like almost,
right?
Holy
before
shit.
Before my wedding. I haven't seen her since before my wedding.
So you haven't seen her since I haven't seen her?
I think I saw her once.
Once after that.
Because I went there.
Right.
For something. I don't know.
With Aunt Joanne.
Maybe.
In the back seat. Is that
maybe.
That trip? With the flat tire?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, right. So, Erica's a blast. We haven't seen Erica for a super duper long time. And what a happy, happy, beautiful woman. She
oh, she's
has
in
become.
Such a good place right now.
She's
I've never
so
seen her this happy.
Happy. She's
I've
happy with her life.
Happy.
She's happy with
her
job. She's
back
happy
in
with
the house.
Her
she's
friends.
Got a big gay
she's,
roommate.
Yeah. She's happy with her home. It's
yeah.
And so great to see her. And then friends of hers who I've never met.
Yeah,
so
who I haven't
I've,
seen in ages
so,
since her wedding.
Right.
I don't, and I, to be honest, I don't even remember Marie being at the wedding.
Me either.
But she looks completely different. She's in a new relationship, so they were so fun.
So adorable.
But then we went, and we had a really good time Friday night. Erica got right in and came right to the casino to meet us.
Yep.
So me and my mom and Rick were at the casino because we had dinner there. And then we did a little gambling. Everybody, you know, disperses,
and
finds
it was
their
a bad
machine.
Thing.
It was a bad night.
It was a bad time.
Bad
time
night.
For everybody.
I lost half my vacation fund in one night, but
yes.
My mother made it up in the morning. She
did
felt bad.
She
yeah,
felt
she
bad.
Did.
Here's,
yeah.
here's a little $50 chip.
Here's a few Benjis. Like, thanks, Mom. So I recouped my losses that way, but it was awful. She didn't win. Rick didn't win. Erica got there, and she is a lucky son of a bitch. Erica is the type of person that walks into a bar, drops her business card in a fishbowl, and wins a television.
Oh, my gosh.
That night. So she's like really, so I'm thinking, oh my God, if she wins, I'm going to be pissed because I just lost my entire vacation fund. And she didn't win. And then Marie and Sasha showed up and they didn't win. And everybody was just like, we're out of here.
We're leaving.
Like, yeah, we're done.
We're leaving.
That's it. And we haven't been back since.
Yeah,
and I like that.
That's good.
But it was really fun. And then the next day, and Erica and Julie came into town.
Right. So that was Julie's first visit, which can we talk about that for one
yes.
second? Can I jump in for one
yes.
second? Because Deb and I worked on our move, which I haven't really talked about with anybody except you. But it's kind of like official. We're actually still here in the condo because of your visit. So by probably the end of next weekend, we'll be fully moved out and if not the weekend after that. But we are in the midst of a move, and as you guys know, Deb's schedule sucks, so she had the day off, and I had to weigh the fun of pride versus the responsibility of getting some stuff done at the new place, which we did.
And you were such a grown-up about
and
it.
I did, and I really felt like Miz, but I totally did it, and so we
I
didn't
felt like Miz.
We hooked up right after. Like, we were done, and just getting the last pile of shit together as you were finishing up Pride. So we totally met at Champs, and first, and
that was so fun.
First thing that happened.
So fun.
Julie comes over, gives me a great big hug, and directly in my left ear says, "It's clear to you that I like her best, right?" I'm like, yes,
Julie only comes to town now when I'm in town.
That is true. There's,
it's a long ride, Donna.
It's just as long when you're not here.
Just to see you.
Well, I hope that you are enjoying the good old days just like I am. I'm going to let you go for now. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Ben Denise. You're listening to The Lesbian Lounge. If it's Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, you've found us on rainbowradio.fm. Otherwise, you're enjoying a podcast from Podbean, iTunes, or Stitcher, and we are happy to have you. Have a good one. Love ya. Mean it. Bye-bye.